Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Another edition of the Real Ass Podcast.
I'm in Jamaica, Louis, man. Zach D'Amico can host the show, man.
Louis is halfway to Jamaica in his mind, but that's okay. We'll hold it down the fort.
Bomba clots.
Hello. Hello, Jews. I'm not speaking to the audience. I'm speaking to the people that are in control of the wiring and how this all works. Hello, Jews. Thank you for allowing us to do this. Is this media?
Of course, yes. It's media.
Dude. Is this media, technically? So the Jews control this.
That would be funny if the Jews control your podcast.
The Jews are controlling my podcast right now, as it turns out. Welcome to me. We have a great show planned today. As always, it is another Real Ass Podcast, Real Ass Monday. Back from the road. Shout out to everyone who came out in Lexington, Kentucky. Lots of fun. Mike Figgs still stuck there. Still in Kentucky right now. In fact, I'm going to call Figgs and get an update. Shannon, text Figgs and then call him in a minute, and we'll get an update and see when he's coming home. Either way, Zach D'Amico, the international superstar.
How did you get back and he's stuck there?
Because he was on a different flight.
Yeah. Okay.
And his just got delayed, then delayed. There was a snowstorm coming in. Yeah. And then delayed and delayed again. And mine just, nothing happened. Like, mine just, he was like, check your flight. It's going to get delayed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it did. And then when I was on my flight, he was like, did your flight get delayed? I was like, no, I'm landing in 15 minutes. And yeah, he's still there.
How many seconds into being in Kentucky did he start doing a shitty southern accent?
I don't know, probably immediately. He landed before me. So when I got there, he was already in full swing of being in character. But yeah, Figgs was great. He killed it this whole weekend. People in Kentucky are fucking cool. Sorry that I could not smoke weed with any of you. I'm going to Jamaica in 1 week, man. 1 week, man. I can't risk getting your fucking Kentucky diseases before I go and not being able to go. So I did turn a lot of people down. It's very rude when you say, no, I don't want to get your germs in my mouth right now. So... there we go.
I don't think that's necessarily.
That's what my dick does when Lewis turns down my weed.
It's true. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Sit Down Podcast, Mike Rasheen is back on the show.
Hello.
Why did I say Rasheen?
I don't know.
Mike Rasheen is back on the show.
That's his nice Jewish. That's his Jewish cousin,
Mike Rasheen. Also from the Wrestle Roast Podcast, Scott Chaplin is back on the show.
What's up, buddy.
Let's get it going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go. I didn't know what that meant.
You got offended by it.
Yeah, I was like, you just said my name and then a bomb went off.
You're like a bomb. Like,
yeah,
you're
I was
bombing.
Like, I fucking kill you.
No, that was like the bomb was dropped.
Oh,
Scott
okay.
Chaplin's
oh,
here.
That's cool. Yeah.
Get to positive.
You're fucking self-conscious, doggy. Chill.
No, okay. We're good now.
Fucking chill, bro. What's wrong with you?
All right.
Figgs is currently boarding the plane.
He's currently boarding the plane. Can we call him?
I said, can we call you shortly? He said, my bad, I can't. I'm just boarding a plane.
Wow.
Flying to Charlotte, then New York at 1 p.m.
Okay, well, I don't actually care. I decided that wouldn't have been interesting anyway. He didn't shut that down. I shut that down. Let's get into our plugs. Let's get into our show. It is a Real Ass Monday show. It is Real Ass Monday. We have two incredible guests. I'm very happy. What do you have to plug, Racine?
I'll be in Chicago this week at the Lincoln Lodge, January 22nd.
Lincoln Logs.
Yeah. Lincoln, No, the Lincoln Lodge. It's a venue.
You're playing in a venue made of Lincoln Logs.
I'm playing in a venue made of Lincoln Logs.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm playing at the Lego Factory next week.
Yeah.
He's just actually playing with Legos there.
I'll be playing at the Lego Factory if I could get them to snap together.
Is there some huge building made of Lego somewhere? There must be.
Oh,
Shannon,
it's got to be. There's tons of loser shit going on everywhere.
Let's see the craziest Lego shit.
Well, there's Legoland. Isn't there a whole amusement park?
It's not made of Legos.
It's made of Lego.
No, but there's giant like, Lego things.
This roller coaster made of Lego.
No, but there's giant like Lego pieces all over
it. Oh,
right?
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure it looks like they're Legos, but that's some real solid construction.
I mean, no, but then I mean all.
Legos. I think a giant Lego is not a Lego. It's
oh, no. I mean large things made of Lego.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure there is.
Well, we're going to look it up right now. Be a whole 20-minute segment on this show. Don't you worry about it, baby
boys. Were
you
a Lego kid?
No, I get very frustrated.
Oh,
I cannot imagine. Scott Chaplin, what do you have to plug?
Nothing. You know, I'm in the city. I got spots around here, you know. Scott_Chaplin on Twitter.
Scott and I are starting a new podcast together probably next month. So,
we don't know what it's called.
We don't have a name yet, but we got some general ideas.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Let me get involved. Come on, baby. It's Gas Digital. Let's pitch it to Gas. Let's go.
Okay, yeah, right. Maybe.
Let's go. Maybe. Yeah. What are you saying maybe for?
Well, I don't know how things work. Cool I would anymore? Love to. I think you're very cool.
What the fuck happened? Gas Digital, I used to be like, hey, we should talk about doing our guests. People would jump at the opportunity. Scott just said, maybe.
No. Just because I can't speak for him. I would do it, you know, for a couple months like and it. Then leave. But
yeah. As soon as it gets some moderate success.
Yeah, how it works.
No longer. We have the Are You Garbage clause in all of our contracts now. So you got to be with us for a year, baby boy. Oh, they fucked it up for everybody. It was so free and artist friendly before Are You Garbage came in and fucking really gave us the business.
How
you
quick
know?
Did they leave?
It was like 3-4 months.
Oh, wow. They like used you as a recording studio to like present themselves and to then, the world. And then,
get all of our fans to be behind them, get on Legion of Skanks multiple times, become a regular name around here. And then they go, cool, we're just going to go open our own studio now. Right. I harbor no.
I don't see those guys living very long.
Is that a garbage move? Yes. That's why they named the podcast Are You Garbage? Uh-huh. That was some fucking Matrix-y shit that they did right there. So, you know, and you're right. Actually, Foley's going to be dead within a year. So
for sure.
I get the last laugh.
Yeah.
But he'll just, you know, fucking, what's his name? The other one, Kevin. He'll just keep doing it with somebody else.
Yeah.
Foley, if you know, Kevin died.
You're going to be called Am I Garbage?
Dude, honestly, Ryan, you know Kevin Ryan's a fucking snake. You know.
I don't know that.
No. You can see it in his eyes.
He's a fucking snake. Dude, if Kevin Ryan died, Foley would literally retire the podcast.
Absolutely.
He'd go into mourning. He's such a sweetheart.
Right.
Kevin Ryan would fucking hire the next fucking loser at 25%.
We got a new fat guy here. It's just a rotating.
I didn't go to my best friend's funeral. Am I Garbage?
And then you start seeing YouTube videos. Is Kevin Ryan killing his fat co-host?
I know. I love those guys. I really do. They really are great guys.
Yeah, guys
shout out to Are You Garbage. Zach Kimiko.
Yeah.
Just back up Twitter, ZA Spook Show, Instagram, Zach's Not Funny. Check out my other shows, and I'll be on the road with Lou.
Yeah, this weekend, me and the great Zach Kimiko will be at the Hartford Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut. That is Friday and Saturday night. I don't know how many shows, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited about this, so make sure you guys come out and support. Then February 19th, I'll be at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Massachusetts, also with Zach Kimiko. A couple other things coming up in February as
I'll be at Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie February 4th and 5th.
Yeah.
You had your chance, Mike.
Hell yeah.
Plug extra shit when you're done.
Oh, Comics at Mohegan Sun. We're going to be out in February. March, we got Governors on Long Island. I got Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club. I'm doing the fucking rounds on all the fucking
the there we go
racist comedy clubs.
Yeah. Anywhere you could get a good slice of pizza.
All the racist comedy clubs. I'm making a whole tour of those ones right now. But a lot more coming up. Obviously, going to be San Francisco, San Diego, going out to Oxford, California. Oxford? No. Ontario, California. That's not a place. And many more places. Texas is coming up. Make sure you go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab tickets for all those shows. Chicago as well. And subscribe to Gas Digital, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand libraries for all of the shows on the network. The entire on-demand library for Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, and all the other shows on the network. Brand new this month, Berg's Bass. Aaron Berg's brand new show just came to the network. Zach Wild's brand new show just came to the network. The legendary Zach Wild, and of course Yo MMA Rap with myself and Dave Smith, where we break down the past week in MMA news stories in a stupid and silly way. All of those shows, all available on Gas Digital exclusively. At first they drop exclusively to Gas Digital, so use that promo code REP, save $1.50 a month if you keep the membership. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I've been playing NBA 2K. I've been coming along very nicely, Batman.
What team do you play with?
Damn, he ain't
Durant's,
playing it that
Durant's,
much.
Durant, I was Nets.
Who?
The Nets.
Okay.
The Nets, yeah.
I was playing against my 16-year-old cousin. I was playing as the Knicks, and I was doing pretty well because I played when I was a kid. And then I remembered that, didn't Derrick Rose, like, gang rape? Didn't he, like, participate in a gang rape? So I'm just saying I'm playing as Derrick Rose, and I'm like, wow, I'm really doing well at this game. Oh. That guy raped a woman.
Shannon, thank you very much. You can bring it in, Shannon. That's fine.
All the great video game characters have probably raped.
Yeah, right. Mike Tyson knockout.
Yeah. Shang Tsung.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong was out there.
Well, I mean,
look. Look. This is the truth. I thought about this before. All of these bosses in all of these video games, fucking Wario, fucking King Koopa, Donkey Kong. What do you think they're doing with Princess, the whole time?
Yeah, they're not doing her nails.
I don't think Wario was fucking.
You don't think Wario was...
No, I think he was like being a weirdo.
No, Wario was particularly depraved. He was like burning them with fucking like curling irons
and
shit.
No, he's like farting in her face.
Yeah, no.
I don't think he's fucking. Yeah. I could see Bowser being like, take the dick. Yeah. But I think Wario is like... He's nervous. But then
Bowser was shoving
his
giant dragon dick into her.
Yeah, but then why?
I mean, first of all, Mario wouldn't even want Princess
Bowser. Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. Yeah, why would Mario still be interested?
I believe Bowser.
I don't think so. You know what? Forget about it.
I don't want no dinosaur sloppy seconds.
Yeah, no, that's disgusting.
Oh, she's a broken.
With this monkey.
I fucked the monkey.
You better name which character that is.
I gave you a pass with the gorilla.
Oh, she's fucking the animals.
Disgusting. You fucked the monkey.
A real Italian guy, too, would blame his wife for being raped.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
There's no way he wouldn't.
Why you gotta go outside in a pink dress like that?
Why you dress like that? You're asking for it. You're a whore.
Luigi, come on. Let's go. We out of here.
Technically, wouldn't Bowser have...
Why you're looking at the little mushroom? You want to put the little mushroom inside
you. Hey, Mario, I tried to warn you. She's a slut.
Wouldn't Bowser have a cloaca?
What's that?
He's a dinosaur.
Do all dinosaurs have cloacas?
They're like birds. They piss and shit out of the same hole.
Oh, I didn't know what that's a cloaca?
Yeah, I think
all dinosaurs had cloacas? Is that a fact, Zach?
I don't know.
Is that a fact, Zach? You better get ready to attack. Jack.
Aren't they like birds?
I don't know. I know that they're the closest ancestors to birds. We learned that recently. That was like a 10-year ago.
Oh, dude, I throw out that fact often.
Yeah, dude. Like, oh, look at my pigeons.
Like, are we talking dinosaurs? They're like, no. I'm like, I heard they're like birds.
Dude, there was an exhibit like a decade ago in the Natural History Museum that came out, and they were like, yeah, they're like birds. And it was just out of nowhere. I walk in, and I was like, dinosaurs are birds? I've been to this museum 100 times. They never claimed dinosaurs were birds before.
Oh,
this is the problem.
You learned that in school?
I learned that when I was a little kid, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You learned that when you were a little kid?
Yeah, I think
no.
So. Yeah, that's like the first thing you learn about dinosaurs.
Get the fuck out.
Well,
here.
I think you learned that like
No, we
birds,
learned they were like reptiles.
But like, okay. Yeah, we thought they were like reptiles, but now we're learning that they could have had like feathers and shit.
Yeah, right? Everything when we picture dinosaurs, that's a guessing game. Right. Like, we don't know what color they were.
To this day, it was like...
They probably had feathers.
Within the past 20
years... We don't know what
color
they are.
The amount of fucking theorizing that they've done on dinosaurs, they're just going wacky right now. They have no clue.
Yeah.
You can't tell somebody that you fucking think dinosaurs were like birds, because we don't actually know that.
Mm-hmm. It is assumed that dinosaurs had cloacas.
All of them?
Yeah.
Wow. Good job, Shannon.
Except the big dickosaurus.
Does that mean they don't have dicks? They have to have dicks.
They have but it's like a different thing.
It's a different type of dick.
Does its dick fuck its own cloaca? How does that work?
I don't know. No, I think it like implants the sperm.
Does that mean they were shitting like birds? Because that's not a really messy shit.
Oh, dude, give me a pterodactyl shit on your car.
Well, no, because they wouldn't be eating like birds.
That would suck.
Just on the windshield.
Just destroy the
breaks the windshield.
They're holding the glass up like Jurassic Park and just shitting. Like it's a germ at a coffee table.
Do they have to put like, did cavemen have to put like giant spikes like on top of their fucking buildings so dinosaurs wouldn't come and shit in front of their stores?
I heard that about Stephen Sondheim. He would lie under a glass table and watch guys shit. But when I first heard that, I was like, what did they do? Built him like a 9-foot tall coffee table, but he would lie down.
Yeah, glass bottom boat.
But that would be funny if you're sitting under it.
It's called like glass bottom boat, Mike.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to. We got the.
Imagine just two cavemen like walking, and then one gets crushed to death by dinosaur shit. And he's like, you know, that's good luck.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. You know what?
Just Mario putting that in Peach's mouth.
You tell me, bitch. You tell me, bitch.
Tell me. Go slow.
Dude, fucking, no. This is, we bought this.
Princess Daisy and 7B is a whore.
We bought this.
Don't point guns
good.
At people,
feels
bro.
Good. Uh-huh. We bought this because me and Big J are doing a gun in the butt challenge, and it came in the mail today. So we're playing NBA 2K, and if he can beat me by 22 points or more, he gets to insert the gun into my butt, and if I...
How deep?
How many guns have you put in each other's?
Brother, place? The problem is the way this goes, coming out, I think it's going to hurt real bad. You got to put a condom on it, probably. You should spit on it a little, Louis.
I'm going to put a condom on it, and I'm also going to ask Jay if we can grind this part down. Because I feel like this actually could cause internal damage.
You hurt a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, or just put a dildo over it, like put a molding over it.
No, it's going to be bigger and thicker. I would rather a weirder shape than larger and thicker.
Hey, whatever you say to yourself.
How many guns in the butt challenge have you done?
We've only done one, ever. This is our second.
Yeah, okay.
And I won the first one. But you could be
undefeated.
The first one was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was, he said he could beat me 21-0 in 1-1 basketball.
What? With his ankles?
Like, I'm not good at basketball at all. And he's okay at basketball when you're playing like 3-on-3 because he's big and he can shoot a little bit and he could, you know, play underneath the net. And I can't play at all. Like I'm I dribble it in and I'm good, but I'm in way better shape than him. So we both just missed our first like 5 shots, but he was like bent over, hands on knees by the time we're 3 minutes into the game. And I just got one in.
Damn.
It was delightful. All right. Let's take a quick moment and thank rockauto.com for helping out and sponsoring the show. Rockauto.com is an online store with every auto part at the best possible prices. If you guys want to get auto parts, if you're a car guy yourself, or if you work on people's cars, or if you just do your own work, this is the best way to do it. You don't need to get ripped off. If you go to your local parts place, you have a guy behind the counter who's trying to make a commission. They're trying to upsell. They're trying to give you the absolute highest prices possible. You don't have to get ripped off.
Absolutely. They've been in business for 20 years. So whether you're somebody that works with cars, you're an idiot like me who knows nothing about automobiles, everybody has access to the same great prices. Lou, I know you just got your car worked on, and you told them to get the parts on RockAuto.com.
I know. I got my all-black grill for my Audi A6 on RockAuto.com. Fact. They were going to try to charge me an extra $100. Facts. These are all facts. You don't have to do that. RockAuto.com. No promo code needed as their pricing is already that good. When you order, make sure you let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Okay. Where were we? So, yeah, anyway, that did come, guys. We're very, very excited. So, yeah, if you guys follow me on Twitch, you guys can see me practicing and getting better slowly but surely at this game. Also, I should plug, I should say, Skankfest South is happening October, I'm sorry, Skankfest South, Skankfest Vegas yes. is happening October 14th through 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to be on Fremont Street. We should be announcing the venue any day now, just getting a couple little final touches on that. But we're all good. We're going on this. January 28th is pre-sale for the tickets. You're going to get a discount. You're saving $50 on all access passes. So if you buy them on January 28th, we're not announcing the lineup until April 1st, but get them on January 28th. Also, guys, once you buy the tickets, you'll get an email. We're doing a discount on hotels. A couple hotels in the area are doing a discount. So don't go and book your hotels just yet. Wait. And also, if you get the pre-sale tickets, you're getting access to the Thursday night kickoff party, which is going to feature live comedy shows, music, dancing, party, all that shit. So make sure you guys are coming for Thursday night as well. I'm getting into town on Wednesday. I'm having Skankfest rent me a Lamborghini. I've decided I did a horse in Houston.
Nice.
I need a Lamborghini in Vegas. That's the only way that I should be getting around.
What does it cost to rent one of those?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm making Skankfest.
It's I guarantee you it's worth it. Whatever number they put in front of that.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, probably a grand a day.
A grand a day.
Something
yeah.
like that. Yeah. I rented a really nice car for like $600 a day once.
Okay.
But it wasn't a Lamborghini.
Fremont Street is fun, man.
Fremont Street's wild.
It's the most
freaks,
fun
it's
part.
It's where the freaks
of,
come out. Yeah,
it's exactly where you guys.
Yeah, it's not like upscale Vegas. You go to the Strip. It's all everything.
And hey, go
super
there,
expensive.
Go there. You're visiting anyway. Go there during the day. It's not as fucking fun, you know.
Yeah. Dude, Fremont Street at night. All the shows are going to end by midnight, so everyone can go out and gamble afterwards. We're all going to go take over casinos afterwards.
Oh, man.
We have some cool shit planned. Really cool shit that we've never done before. More showrooms. 5 showrooms this year. At least 4, maybe 5 showrooms running simultaneously. That means less lines, more shows that are just firing off. You get to see a lot more. So yeah, guys, make sure you grab those passes. April 1st will be the general sale and our general lineup announcement. So you got a few months for that, but do not wait. You do not want to miss the Thursday night kickoff party. That's going to be, we're doing shit specifically for the kickoff party that we can't do in the venue, and you'll see why once we do it, and you don't want
to
miss it.
And just a tip, if you're going to Skankfest, make sure you take a lot of zinc and vitamin C the whole time, because I got very sick when I got home. It wasn't COVID, but I was out for a couple
Well, it's
weeks.
Festival crud. Festival crud. Everyone gets that. Literally, if you go on a cruise or go to a comedy festival or music festival, you come home, your throat's all dry, it's phlegmy, you feel a little sick, you feel run down. So, yeah. Yeah. Thanks right in the middle of my fucking plug. You're starting to bring
weird. Yeah, he's like, also, you might
it's
feel
marketing.
A little sick after.
What type of fucking marketing is that? Relax. We don't mention the other
it's
things.
It's just a tip, too.
Look, if you're a woman, you might want to bring extra protection. There's a lot of guys there. The numbers are you're vastly outnumbered. Fremont Street's dangerous in general.
Bring
so, honestly, I wouldn't go. Just so you guys know, I wouldn't go to Skankfest. It's probably not going to be good.
You should hand out free Kubotons for the women that come. Yes. Those little keychain.
Dude, I started watching Righteous Gemstones.
First season?
And that's realized how often I've seen and heard the word Kubotan in the past week. It just keeps on coming up in my life. I think I need a Kubotan.
Yeah.
Because it just, I'm like five episodes in. It's so
great.
Good.
Yeah.
Fucking it's really so good.
The,
so good.
The new season's kind of dog shit.
No.
It's real. Yeah.
Shut up. Actually, I like I the fact that you said that.
You don't hate it?
I like that you said that because Zach told me that the Sopranos movie was complete dog shit. And because everyone hated it so much, I went into it being like, this is going to suck dick.
Uh-huh.
And I was just pleasantly surprised. I was like, this is fun. Who cares?
I thought it was atrocious.
Yeah, of course, because you fucking live your life by the Soprano code, you fucking dumb.
Yeah. What?
What's a racial term for Italians?
Guinea.
Wop. Guinea. I was going to say Guinea, but I couldn't get it out.
Goomba.
A lot of G's. You fucking Goomba. You dumb Goomba. It's also a Mario character, the Goombas. What if the Goombas talked like? Did Mario name the Goombas?
What if the Goombas talked like Goombas?
What if they did? That's a good bit.
What if they did? That's fucking sick.
Hey, get things back on the phone.
What if the Goombas talk like Goombas?
Do 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 do
do do do do do. Hey, hey!
Oh, you stepped on my head over here.
Hey, don't bounce on my fucking head. Do 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 do. Did Mario name the Goombas?
I don't know.
Right?
You think he was naming them? Yeah. It's possible.
Fucking something else. Something else.
And else so, about it, guys.
What episode of Righteous Gemstones are you on?
Like episode 5. I'm at the end of the interlude episode where they go back in time and they show them as little kids.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good, dude. It's so good. He's fucking talented as fuck. He plays one character. What's his name?
Walton Goggins?
No, what's his name?
Danny McBride.
Yeah, Danny McBride. He plays one character, but this is the perfect character for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's fine. But he wrote and directed it as well.
I think so. Well, no, the other guys directed it. But Vice Principals is very good too. If you get a chance.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. This character is fucking. It's great. Whatever. Yeah. It's you know what it is about this show? It's this character that he does in a very big setting. It's a big show. Like the sets are fucking huge. Like you know, they're so rich and like, you know, they're in China in the wave pool. That first episode is so fucking good.
Yeah,
they really got me. So fucking. I should bring back the Gomez Watches series exclusively on Gas Digital. I should stop watching things for free. I should always try to monetize everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know,
Twitch,
what am I doing?
They tip you on Twitch?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So Shannon, show me a house made of Legos. There must be one.
Okay, so there is one main one. This guy named James May. Created it in 2009. I have a video of him showing you the inside.
Please, let's see.
Home. What is this? Put on my dressing gown, climb the Lego hill to Bedfordshire, and prepare for a night in the Legoland of Nod.
British people just get anybody on TV.
Sink may not be perfectly watertight. Whoa.
I mean, is that a working sink?
Yeah, everything inside is made of Legos.
Yeah, literally, the amount of crevices for bacteria to build up in. Well, that's stupid.
That's silly.
He's using Legos to wash himself?
Like a Lego bar of soap.
This is one of the fundamental problems with Lego, is it's not...
Shannon, I don't think this is real.
Is that... Well, no,
pause it. Wait, here's what I think this is. I think this is a video hoax.
No, I've seen a bunch of articles about this same guy and pictures of the house.
And he actually lives in this Lego. Because remember, there was the one we showed it on the show a while ago. It was the guy, it was a video who he said he lived inside of the Astor Place cube.
Oh.
Do you know the cube on Astor Place?
Yeah, the people spin.
And people spin it. Have you ever seen that cube?
Yeah.
There's a video of a guy who lives inside of the cube. And he fucking goes inside and it was really cool. And it was like, holy shit. It was the most wild thing you'd ever seen. And he'd be like, no way. And then, you know, you just do a minute of research and you realize that they just shot it that way to look like he was getting in and out of the cube. And it was just all edited in a cool way. So that's what I would think this is.
I think why you don't believe it is because you're not realizing, like, his British accent is hiding the fact that he's fucking retarded.
Right.
So if he was talking like a big retard, you'd go, oh, of course. Yeah, you're like, this guy, he's like the smartest.
Why would
a smart guy
would
do this.
Why would he ever live in a Lego house?
Yeah, and it's like because he's like the most autistic. Right. Yeah.
The reason I don't believe it is because he's doing things like washing himself with Legos. If it was simply the walls were made out of Legos and then he, you know, I keep on playing the video. But
sure, you add a few things, but I think he lives in a Lego house.
Let's see.
So it looks like he lived in there for 3 weeks and then took it apart.
Oh, you built it, and then can we see the outside of it, Shannon? The inside is interesting, but the outside is I'm more interested in.
Yeah, you can share this. There's just a bunch of different pictures.
Let me see this. What?
It said it took like 1,000 volunteers.
Dude, the Mexicans that worked on that job, how fucking pissed they were. Like, wait, what? These fucking white people.
I mean, oh, those are the big Legos.
Are those huge Legos?
These are shit, man.
Yeah, it looks like these are.
No, that's not interesting. And they use wooden structures to keep it held up. Look.
Maybe that's just for the putting it together part.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, no, maybe it's just impossible to build an actual place of Legos. Like, maybe it's against code, you know?
Do you want to see Nothing's more of the video?
No, I hate this guy. I literally, I hope his Lego house imploded. And he walked out in the most painful way to have to leave barefoot, having to walk through piles of Legos.
He couldn't find his shoes.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, Lego shoes are a bad idea.
Yeah, no, I wasn't good at Legos. For Legos, what you have to do, this is what I realized, yeah, right?
I wasn't good at them either.
Well, I think now, because there's a show called Lego Masters, right, where it's a bunch of virgins and they compete for like, it's not even a lot of money, it's like $5,000 if you win the whole show. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a shit about this show. And my son loves it, though. But what you realize, like, it's not like, you can't think that way. You can't go like, oh, I'm going to make a fucking flying Lego dinosaur. Like, nobody's mind fucking works that way originally. What they do is they build a whole bunch of Lego shit. They put together with the instructions, and then they remember the techniques that are used in order to build out the things that, like, the Lego creators have originally created. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fucking...
They kind of have the recipes memorized.
In order to be good, you have to be a fucking real dork and go in. You've had to just spend thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of building those things step by step and understanding how to... It's just too much. There's no upside for it. Yeah.
It is kind of nice having a kid and getting to redo parts of your childhood that you didn't that you weren't good at.
You get to finally complete the Lego
set. Yeah,
I don't have the patience to do Legos with him. I've done it a few times, but very quickly in it, I'm like,
just you flipping out.
No, it's just like,
how many times have you told your son instructions are for faggots?
No, I tell him follow the instructions.
Good.
Please
do, because I can't.
Yeah. I was like, you want to build Legos? You be this weird autistic kid and you build Legos by yourself. I can't sit here with you and do, it's like doing nothing for 3 hours. I'm just like.
It's homework, yeah.
And then what do you do once it's done? You just kind of look at it?
Well, he wants to play with it and break it apart. Okay. You know, like, you know, I got him a Harry Potter Lego, like the train, where he's in the process of constructing this now. And I told him when he's done with it, he should like, I'll buy him a case for it. And he should put it out like in his room as like a piece of art. Cause it's like a very big piece and it's really cool. But yeah, it's fucking hard. I'm not doing that. What are you doing with your kid now that you didn't get to do?
Well, he's a baby, but I'm thinking about
sex stuff
in the future. Yeah.
Mrs. Mike's sitting there with a rattle. He's chewing on it and shit.
My kid's gay though, I think.
No.
Yeah. He's like very, compared to other baby boys, he's like very charismatic and, he likes to yell. He likes to go,
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I don't know. It'd be nice to just know.
Maybe he's just Italian.
He could be.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I that early it would be hard to.
Little boys that kind of gay to like a man.
They have a gay. Yeah. They have a gay voice. They do have gay little voices.
I think that's a big reason. Like our fathers didn't connect with us so much because kids are like inherently kind of gay. Because like they're sweet and fun and hopeful, and it's like that's all very unattractive to a man.
My son almost grab my face sometimes and go.
He does that?
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah, that's wild, right? And it's like he's just being sweet.
And he's beautiful, so I just get sucked into the moment, you know?
Right.
No, he is my son, he's not effeminate. He's definitely a boy. I don't think he's gay, but there's certain little times he says certain things. Once in a while, I'm like, you know. Who did he say? Yeah, we were talking about the girls on
Victorious.
You know, Zach, get out of my head. We're talking about the girls of Victorious and about how beautiful they are, right? These children. And I was like, James, who's your favorite? Who do you think is the prettiest on Victorious? And he was like, I said, who do you think is the best looking? And then he goes, whatever the black kid's name is, there's a black guy.
Guy.
Like, yeah, the guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. I mean, like, you know, the best girl. Like, who would you want to go on a date with? He was like, oh, I thought you were talking about, like, looks. And I was like, the fuck's
he gets
wrong
that from his mother.
Yeah, dude.
Is this him?
Yeah, that him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah, no, he was like, oh, he's very handsome. I was like, all right, James,
your
that's what we're talking about.
Your son's going to date girls that look like that.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's the compromise.
Dating Phoebe Robinson.
I met one of my friend's babies, and she was like, yeah, he's kind of like indifferent towards guys, but he really likes girls. And I was like, oh, that's funny, because my kid's like obsessed with guys.
Obsessed with guys.
Yeah.
Loves dudes.
Yeah.
So yeah, your baby might be gay.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
He loves cock.
Yeah. Who knows?
Technically.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Born that way.
Yeah.
Although he is sleeping in the bed. He sleeps in the bed with us.
And my son slept in the bed last night.
Yeah?
Because he was scared?
No, he was just like, I haven't seen him all weekend. He's like, oh, can I sleep in the bed with you guys? And me and Natalie were like, yeah, of course. Yeah, whatever. And then Natalie, it was so bizarre. Like, she sucked his dick. No, she didn't want to get in the bed.
She thought it was in the dark. She thought it was yours. She's like, Lewis, you got so much bigger.
Oh, no, James is in the bed.
No, she didn't want to disrupt our sleep.
Lewis, are you taking dick pills?
You just have taken blue shit.
Lewis, you're just supposed to sell those to people. You're not supposed to take them.
She didn't want to disrupt our sleep, so she...
Lewis, your fingers taste like peanut butter and jelly. I thought you were on a diet.
She slept on the floor like a weirdo. Oh,
okay.
Like curled up like a cat?
Yeah. I was like, what are you doing?
The dog was at the end of the bed. She's on the floor.
I was like, what are you doing? She's like, I didn't want to disrupt you guys. I was like, you need to stop being so sweet. Fucking chill. Just disrupt. Fucking crazy bitches. All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew is a great service that delivers, what do you want to say, chewable dick pills right to your door. Discreet packaging. It's all done online. No doctor's visits. No awkward conversation with a pharmacist. You just do it online, and it's the same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis, so you know it works.
Yeah, and the process is simple. You just sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, it's going to get delivered to your door in discreet packaging. The tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct. That's why it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
And they really work, dude. I'll tell you right now, I take a Blue Chew half an hour before I'm going to bang. My dick is thicker. It's fuller. It's harder. I wouldn't say it's bigger, but it feels bigger. It makes me feel like I have a huge dick. The confidence that I have, if you want to go a few extra rounds, this is the way to do it. Go to BlueChew.com. And the best part of all this is we're going to give you your first month for free. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out. You're going to get your first month for free. You just pay $5 shipping. Try it out. If you like it, you keep it. If you don't like it, you cancel it. BlueChew.com. Go get a hard dick. All right, where were we? Anyway, two people said they'd let Zach eat them.
Yes. So the first one, his name, I don't know if he wants me to say his name. I'll say his first name, Angel. He said,
Angel Hair Pasta.
Ask Zach if he wants.
That's pretty good. You know what? Fuck you guys, man. That's a good joke. He wants to be eaten. His name is Angel Hair Pasta.
Very good.
Fucking assholes.
Said, well, that's ridiculous. His last name is Foodcake.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
So he said, ask Zach if he wants a breast, leg, or thigh. Okay, so we need someone that actually knows how to do the scarification shit to do it, but I'm down to get a heart-shaped chunk cut out and fried up. And he sent a picture of himself at Skankfest.
Yeah, because we have to see his meat. I gotta see. Like,
wait, can you explain what's happening? I'm sorry.
Zach wants to eat a fan.
You want to eat a piece of someone's meat?
Oh, it's him. Oh, he's thick, dude. He's got a lot of meat on him.
That's good marbling.
Yeah, dude. He's gonna be fucking juicy. I remember him. Zach, do you want to eat a fat guy, or you want to eat a more muscly, lean person?
What?
How do you eat it?
Well, obviously, I want it cooked.
Well, yeah, I know.
It's because when we did Skankfest in Houston. I wanted to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre and eat a person.
No.
Because I just want people to have to say Zach Amico, comedian and cannibal.
Of course.
So we've put the word out for Skankfest that I want to eat someone.
All right. So let's see. What's the next one, Shannon?
Okay. The next one, this is from Charles. My girl says Zach can cut a strip off her and munch it at Skankfest Vegas. As you can see in the attached photo, she has two face tattoos and fucks a fat dude, so you know she excels at making poor choices and is down for whatever.
Let me see. Is she hot? Oh, hell yeah. Oh, dude, he's a psycho. Look at this fucking psycho.
I know this guy.
She's hot, dude. She's pretty hot.
Dude, what? I mean,
you want to eat her, dude. Yeah. I want to eat her. I'll eat a little piece of her. Let's go. Can we cut her nipple off? Ooh, fried nipples?
Do you think they curl like the little pepperonis? Like the pepperoni cup?
Yeah, you bake them.
Yeah, she's hot. She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
For sure. Would you rather eat a hot chick than a dude? For sure.
Yeah.
But that dude looks like he's actually
delicious, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. She looks like she fucking.
She looks like Rufio.
Yeah, she tastes. She tastes like cigarettes.
I could fake eat her.
There's one more. He didn't send a picture or anything. His name is Jacob. He said, I don't know if I should say his full name. Look me up on Facebook or Instagram. Zero tattoo, so I'm an open canvas. Also like scarification shit. Down to get a rad brand, which rad is not what we are. We're rap. But it says down to get a rad brand. Cut the skin out in them letters. As it's happening, I'll freestyle or some shit. 25 years old and raised in Streamwood, Illinois. Closest known cities would be Schaumburg or Elgin.
Why is he telling us all this stuff that doesn't matter?
I don't know.
He probably wants a flight.
Oh, that's coming, yeah. Living in my parents' basement because I work a 9-to-5 instead of selling drugs. I chill with freaks, but all of them are broke. Help me get out of this shithole and let me make us some money being an ignorant fuck.
Is he going to live here?
Or just fly me out to cut me up.
I mean, what is he?
I don't know.
Fly me out
to cut me up. Is he asking for a job to regularly be eaten? What does he think is going on here?
I don't know.
It's going to be a one-off thing. We're going to give you like $100.
Can we just buy this guy a meal instead of eating him?
Weekly. He thinks it's like a weekly paycheck.
He keeps coming back with more and more limbs missing.
He's making $600 a week to get eaten.
Sir, you only have so much skin.
I'll get more.
It's okay. It regenerates. Yeah. So yeah. Let's see. I don't know. We're gonna keep going. I guess your pictures and your videos.
October.
We have till Skankfest Vegas. We're gonna do a Skankfest Vegas. And also, Shannon, please find out the laws regarding eating people in Vegas.
Okay.
What part of the body are you gonna eat though?
If it's scarification, probably like a piece of like calf.
Zach, if somebody was willing to cut their dick off and deep fry it, would you eat it? Would you eat a dick, a deep fried dick?
How do you not?
That would be hilarious.
They're not. Nobody's gonna cut their dick off.
Well, my question is, they're doing the cutting.
Somebody
live
would cut their dick off for Lewis.
There has to be some sort of psycho out there who, right? Because I saw those. I don't know if the Pain Olympics, if all those things were real or if they were half fake. Or do you remember that video? It was a compilation Pain Olympics.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember those videos?
You made me watch it in front of the old stand in my car. You said, "Come outside and watch it."
No. That's not what I made you watch. I made you watch
the 10 death,
the gauntlet,
whatever the
gauntlet,
fuck, the gauntlet.
25. I made you watch the gauntlet.
I didn't bat a fucking eye, dude.
We watched the whole gauntlet one time between spots.
Yeah, dude.
What is it? Just people dying?
Each video is more horrible to watch than the last. Okay. So it starts off with the scene from Jackass.
The paper
where
cuts.
The paper cut the mouth. Oh.
Yeah.
And then the second one is like the girl's arm wrestling and she snaps her arm. And then it just goes from there where, but it's like.
It's like a little baby getting hit by a bus.
No, by a train. Yeah. It doesn't even get, dude, it's.
It's okay. It was a gay baby.
Oh, okay. How did the baby get hit by a train?
So the baby's crawling on train tracks and it's like really grainy footage.
Yeah.
And you just see the train. It's so fucked up. And
yeah, why?
It's wild.
It was like in China. She had to go to work or something.
This is episode.
Oh, it was China.
Yeah, she had to hop on the train.
This is episode like, or this is video number 6 or 7. It's not even that deep into the, like that was a video. The one that really got me was watching the baby getting cut in half by the train.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't even remember it getting cut in half. Yeah, that bothered me.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It's from a distance. It's not, you know.
It's very grainy. It's just, but you just see the baby moving, and then the train comes, and then you see like half a baby. Like, it's brutal.
Yeah.
And luckily, there's no sound or like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a person drowning in it. That one's not bad at all. I could watch the person drowning again and again. I had nothing. Nothing. It meant nothing.
I saw some TikTok video where these three girls were taking a selfie, and then the guy's like, all three of these girls were killed by an oncoming train. But like, I'm just like, why are you on the train tracks?
Because women are retarded.
Because women are,
they're fucking retards. Hey. Yeah. So, yeah, then what it was.
I think that's like a problem.
Really?
With people falling off shit. Women? Trying to get a, specifically women.
Women on train.
Like falling off cliffs and shit, trying to get good selfies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that is like a legitimate issue going on in the cell phone, like since cell phones.
The other one that was hard to watch was, it was like a Russian guy who was like stabbing a woman.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the two guys, one hammer or whatever.
That was the last video. So the last, so you get all the way to 24. You're watching all these like minute long videos.
Well, how does a person drown? What, like, what are they?
They're doing like
underwater.
No, okay.
They're doing like a
S&M.
Bondage. Yeah, they're doing a bondage thing, and they're tied up in a bathtub, and like I don't know, something went wrong, but, you know, their fucking head goes under the water and they're just fucking struggling and you just watch them drown and go out. But yeah, that didn't bother me. The woman being stabbed by her Russian husband in the street, I mean, it was like...
Yeah, that shit bothers me. I had to stop watching videos like that because the one that's made me stop watching videos like that was, it was a little girl calling 911, like some other country. But you could hear her mother getting killed in the background, and the little girl was just like telling the cops. No. And I was like, "I'm done, dude."
That's
like,
too much.
What the fuck?
I was at the gym, and there was like one of those crime scene reenactment shows on. It was like, you know, women who got away with murder, right? Mm-hmm. It was like one of those series, right? But it was like they would cut, like I'm just like in the gym, like peaceful Equinox locker room, and they would just like cut to the real 911 call from the thing. And it's like a woman. She's like, "My kids, he's killing my babies."
Yeah, dude. It's
and I'm,
fucked,
sitting, I'm like, oh, "What the fuck is going on? This is awful." That, and that was like television. That wasn't even
on daytime TV.
Dude, it was straight up daytime television. It was fucking wild. We watched The Gauntlet on Legion of Skanks. So there's an episode of Legion of Skanks called The Gauntlet where we watch every video and we make, I'd say, 15 of the 25 of them we make funny. The Mexican guy being beheaded and him begging for his life is fucking hilarious. No, he wasn't. I don't know what he was saying in the video, but our translation of what he was saying was hilarious.
Yeah. That was like a cartel thing?
Yeah, it was a cartel thing.
There's a lot of cartel videos. Yeah.
And then the last video is, so you go through all these.
But somebody shoots a video and then I guess somebody uploads it or something?
Well,
like,
these are all just
they send
famous...
it to like a Bob Saget type.
America's Funniest Home Videos
Epics. Yeah. Saget's Wario.
This is also pretty old. So now LiveWire has existed for a long time now. This website, is the gauntlet, is it .org? Or .net. Look it up, Shannon.
.org. Run the gauntlet.
We won't watch it right now because we already did the whole bit on Legion of Skanks, but people can go check it out. Run the gauntlet. Yeah, so that's it. Did they change it?
Yeah, I can't find the actual challenge. It's just a bunch of like fucked up videos.
That's different. So here's what this is now. This is probably just a website
like
that does.
E-fucked.
Yeah, like an e-fucked or like a whatever. But the gauntlet, the website originally, I don't know if they took it down. This is before it was readily available to find beheading videos. You had to really like scour really the internet. This is like when when they took Faces of Death, a lot of those videos, and they brought them onto the internet. So all of them, or most of them, are very grainy, shitty footage. Now
and they're all like a minute.
You can watch machete fights from yesterday, like live streaming. Yeah. You can go on right now onto LiveLeak, and there's a live stream machete fight right now in Brazil. You can watch children being fucking thrown into the street like bowling balls. They don't give a fuck. That's happening so often. But back then, it was just a few videos. So you would get through this video, and this was the challenge. Can you make it through the gauntlet, right? And then the last video of the whole thing is a 25-minute-long torture video. So you think it's just going to be like, all right, I made it.
Short
finally.
Videos, yeah.
And you're like, God damn, I'm not going to watch 25 minutes of... It was a mentally handicapped Russian homeless person who these kids... Like these obvious future Legion of Skanks fans found and just thought it would be funny to torture in the woods. And they like take power tools and they like beat him with hammers and they you know, take drills and they drill him. What do they do to him, Zach? You probably jerk off to it.
It's rough. It's like three guys, one hammer or something? Like
yeah,
that
yeah.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Yeah, those two Russian kids, right? They killed a bunch of people, didn't they? They videotaped it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Who were they? Did they go to jail for it?
Yeah, I think so.
You ever see that video of this dude? So he pours gasoline on himself.
No, we got off this from Legos.
All this shit, right?
The Legos too fucking gasoline.
Yeah, Legos is too complicated for us. But yeah, that video where he does like all the types of ways to kill yourself at like the same time and then jumps off the bridge.
What?
And he had a camera, not the bridge, the cliff. And he had a camera set up in front of him, but then he had a camera set up off the cliff so you could see him jump off of it.
And then
like,
edited the footage?
I guess, yeah.
Wow. I'd love to see that video right now. Yeah. How do you find it?
He sets himself on fire and
he slits his wrist. Well, he pours gasoline on himself. I think he has a thing wrapped around his neck, slits his wrist, then lights the fire and then jumps off the thing. So he's hanging. Have you seen this, Zach?
No, I haven't.
Oh, this is real, yeah. I don't know how to find it, but...
He's a real attitude. He's got a bad
attitude.
Yeah. One might feel he's real. He's a real attitude.
The reason that rules is because what happens at the end of it is he's dead, he's bleeding out, burning, and then eventually the rope burns and he falls onto somebody.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
That would be funny if you lost your job at like IBM or something and that's how you killed yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking.
Can I show you a few seconds and let me know if this is it, Scott?
Okay, okay, yeah.
There's no sound.
I don't think this is it, but
well, I'll still watch it. What is this? There's another person behind him.
Yeah, this is something in Russia. He's about to, yeah.
Oh, another person.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, this is like Jackass Shannon. Kind of.
No, I didn't watch it.
Shannon, that's a fun video. That's, yeah. Not,
that's
dark.
Just dudes being dudes, yeah. Shannon.
Sorry, guys.
Shannon, that's just some good old clean fun.
Now, you guys were out of school. You weren't. You were out of school before Jackass?
Before Jackass? When did Jackass come out? The TV show? I think it was probably right around.
Because I had buddies that would make videos and they threw like Molotov cocktails and would do a really, yeah. All because of Jackass.
I just wasn't into the pain. Like, we would have, like, I thought it was very funny. Like, all right, when the Jackass movie came out, me and Big J had just started being friends. So that was like 23. So the TV show probably came out right when I was a senior in high school, junior in high school, if I had to guess. Shannon?
Oh, hold on. Sorry. Yeah, I was still looking for that video.
Yeah, so I never really emulated that type of shit. It was like Tom Green was big.
Love Tom Green.
It was almost like goofball shit.
Dude, Trigger Happy
sorta,
TV. I liked that. I'd walk
sort of self-deprecating, sort of like
English
like pranks. Weird and like you know him humping a dead moose, like that was like it wasn't
the slutmobile, making his dad's car the slutmobile.
Dude, I don't remember. When he put a turd. Oh yeah, yeah, well he did the slutmobile, which is awesome. Tell him.
The movie came out in 2002. The first episode was 2000.
Okay.
On his dad's car hood, he painted the slutmobile and he airbrushed like two women eating each other out.
So he had to take the bus to work that day. And then Tom pulls up with the car at the bus stop.
He's like, Dad, I brought your slutmobile.
My two buddies produced Tom Green's new vinyl record. And they went to his house and he was just like showing them little shit from the show and they're about to leave and he goes, want to see the slutmobile? And they're like, really? And he's got it.
That's hilarious. He still has it?
He's got a tarp on it. But yeah, he goes, you want to see the slutmobile? And he's got it in his garage.
Dude, I would love, you should try to contact Glenn Humplick. He was a good, Glenn Humplick was Tom Green's sidekick. I think, last I checked, and it was years ago, so it might not matter, but he only had like 800 followers on Twitter.
We had Kenny versus Spenny on.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
We
shit.
Did. That
they're
was
so
fun.
Fucking popular. I never watched it. They're Canadian dudes.
They're right? Hilarious. They hated us, though.
They did not care for
us. Really?
It was,
you too?
Yeah. You know what it was? Here's the thing. It's a shame because I'm a fan of theirs, and I think they're hilarious. And I think that ultimately Spenny sort of got it, you know, what we do. Like, we didn't really stray from what we do. Like, we just said, it's like, all right, it's time for rape dicks. Guys, come on, let's figure out who the best rapist is this week. And they're like, what the fuck is that? What? Yeah. Kenny had no idea what he was stepping into, and he was just, like, uncomfortable pretty quickly. And then it's their fans, like, they posted the episode on their YouTube, and their fans just hated us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it wasn't, like, it was just because it was just a weird mix, ultimately. That's really it. It wasn't anything else except for that. So... they're very funny, though.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
You never seen it?
No. I know it was a big deal. I know
it was very, very funny. Yeah. Shannon, did we get any more Krakenmiko submissions?
Yep, there's a few more of them.
Wow.
With pictures? I like the pictures.
There are a couple. Hold on one sec.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know, Krakenmiko is a new competition, and we are seeing this one to completion at this point.
I just love that guy's in his parents' basement, like, that's my ticket out of here.
Yeah.
Zach's going to eat me.
Man. Oh, yeah. I thought Krakenmiko. Also, if he can rap, he could become Krakenmiko. Yeah. Can he say he'd spit some bars? So here's the deal. What we're doing is we're trying to make our own.
Dad, you never believed in me.
We want to make our
own. You said I wouldn't be shit.
Yeah.
We're going to make our own white SoundCloud rapper. Okay. Or okay. They don't have to be white, but they could be whatever. But white is better. And we want them to ideally have face tattoos, and they're going to take this whole persona of Krakenmiko. But in order to become Krakenmiko, they have to submit a 60-second to 90-second song about us, about the contest, some information about themselves. And we've already seen 4 or 5 submissions that have been great.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, people really put work into it.
RealAssOfficial@gmail.com if you guys want to do it. By January 28th, they have to send it in, Shannon?
31st.
By January 31st and on February 2nd, Groundhog Day, we will be deciding who the next Krakenmiko is. We might make the top 4 Krakenmikos come in and rap battle. We might have to do that.
I was thinking that same thing this morning.
That's the way to do it, Shannon.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys, you got to put them into a yes category and a no category, Shannon.
Yep.
All right, who do we got first here?
So I wasn't prepared because I didn't know we were going to do this today. So I'm downloading real quick. This is one guy that we already went over his rap. He sent in with the name Crack Amico, but he sent in a picture to attach to it. So you can share this. This is what he looks like.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
Nice. Okay.
He said he doesn't have face tattoos yet.
He'll get them, though.
Yeah, it seems that way.
I like it.
And then
he looks, can I tell you my only problem with him? He's a little too thick. When I picture Crack Amico, I picture a little more wiry.
Wayfish.
SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah, he's a SoundCloud rapper. Like a little he's a big, yeah, he's a big, big boy.
He sent a little bit more information. He said, Hudson County born and bred scumbag, just trying to continue his fuckery under a new alias sponsored and funded by the homies at Gas Digital.
I love that.
Pros, I got guns, grills, and bitches.
Okay, I do like that.
Live New Jersey?
Hudson County? It's New York.
It says live in Bergen
County.
Hudson County,
Jersey. Too.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm thinking of Hudson Valley. Good. Yeah,
yeah. Live in Bergen County with Lewis, and we'll take him and James in when society collapses. Fuck Natalie, though. No Dagos allowed.
I like that. No Dagos allowed.
His cons are don't have face tattoos yet. And he sent something. He sent something titled Crack Attack, but I can't get it to play.
Well, which song was his, Shannon? Did I like his music?
Hold on one second.
I got to be honest with you, Shannon. We could have produced this idea.
Yeah, I know,
better.
But we didn't talk about doing this today, so I didn't have it ready.
Well, improv better.
I am trying to.
Just fucking do me a favor. Forget him for now. He's great. Did I like his song? If we like his song, he's in the next category anyway. We're good. So why don't we just go on to the next person with the next song? We could play. We could give a profile of a person that we're about to play their music instead of a profile of a person we played three episodes ago. She's mad now. Look at her.
I'm
mad.
Reading, Lewis. Can't do it instantaneously.
She gets mad when she reads. It's one of the hardest things for stupid women to do.
This read. Is the same
stupid
guy.
Women need the most attention.
Look at Natalie laughing at you under her mask, Shannon. She's laughing at you. She's laughing at you. She thinks you're dumb. She has no respect for you, Shannon.
So funny.
Divide and conquer, baby. Divide and conquer.
The next one is, hello, my name is Patrick. I'm 29 years old. There's no picture. From Boston, and this is my Crack Amico submission. I might win this shit. The song is called Crack Ain't Whack. I also sent a submission before, but fucked up in the file, I'm pretty sure. So you can just use this one if it's better. My Twitter is @RealPeasy if you need that for some reason.
Shannon, if I need it for some reason, first of all. And second of all, Shannon, can you stop looking so miserable right now? You're not stupid. I was kidding,
no,
okay?
I don't care, Lewis. I'll play it.
I get into her head, and this is what happens. She falls apart.
Yep, it's all you. Everything revolves around you.
Damn, she got you, bro.
She's in a mood tonight, though. I know what's going on, though. Some shit at home. And I'm not even going to make fun of it, Shannon.
Not yet. I feel like you will eventually.
No, I will, because...
Okay, we'll can you put my sound on? Here we go.
Yeah. Walk to my Puerto Rican. He might have a dad. Crack Amico, man, I swear I ain't no half a fag. Thought I was dead, but really I was at the pad. Stretching on my dick, I don't wanna be a status ax. Don't know if you heard me, though I'm wild like Sergio. Was Natalie a man, and did she pay for the surgery, though? Fluid ass bitch, come here and I'll examine scars. And if I'm turned on, then I'm stealing no shattered jars. Your host with the most, and I'm probably on a dose. Till I'm ghost, I'm on rap, trying to punch your bluest jokes. Crackle, snake, Karen, Karen cackled, then her ass will shake. Now quit talking. Oh, I will slowly get to walk into the post office with a box and send a gun to Dalton, motherfucker. Crack a motherfucking Amico.
I like
crack
it.
Amico. Yeah.
I like
crack
it a lot.
Crack ain't whack.
Crack ain't whack. I think that's a yes category. That was solid. Yes. That was
good.
Solid.
That was good.
That was
dude,
solid.
These have been surprisingly good.
There's only been one or two bad ones so far. We have a couple people that hit me up that want to submit that I have a feeling are going to put in some pretty funny ones. Shannon, you want to do another one? We'll do four today.
Okay. Nope. Hold on. Okay, let's try this one. Oh, he sent a picture.
And the winner, by the way, is getting a record deal with Gas Digital Records. What does that mean? It means it's a $1,000 recording contract. $1,000 recording contract. We will give you $1,000 to record a full-length album. That's it.
Hell yeah.
And then we will distribute it through my YouTube channel, the Real Ass Podcast SoundCloud account, possibly. I don't know. None of these are set in stone. But it will be distributed through my different channels. And I'll play the music on this show a lot. And we're going to try to get you to blow up.
There you go.
And I'll have you go. I'll have you open for me. Once the album is complete, we'll do a show.
Wherever you're from. Yeah.
Wherever you're from.
Yeah, you're not performing at fucking Vegas Skankfest, but...
Honestly, I'm not I'm not saying that you're not
performing at Vegas. Louis, you got to get a Lamborghini for 4 or 5 days.
I'm going to Lamborghini.
Can't fly out some fucking
it depends on how good he is.
Rapper.
If he's dope and he blows up and
that's
people
true.
Want
if
Crack Amigo.
If he's sick with it, yes.
If people
okay.
want Crack Amigo at Skankfest, I promise you Crack Amigo will be at Skankfest.
That's very true.
I promise you. This could, here's the thing. It's partially me, right? It's partially, it's a dance right now. This person, depending on their talent and their drive, they can bring this to the next fucking level. You're starting off your white rap career in a much more favorable position than most people just by entering this contest. So,
no doubt.
I feel very good about this. Shannon?
Okay, so that next one was actually not a Crack Amigo submission. It was just a lot of people just want to send previously made rap songs, which we are not accepting.
No.
So I skipped over to the next one. This one, it says Cassius Claiborne Collins. They gave their Instagram, but there's no pictures of them on the Instagram, so I'll just play their song.
Go ahead.
I got the blitz spliff and I'm taking hits with sights who drive a stick shift. We're about to switch this whack life for riches because we rap like rap fights are made bitches. I've been going insane with this shit.
Edit. Everything out. He doesn't even get that. No, fuck him.
Just doing regular rap.
I don't want to hear your horseshit rap. Rap sucks. Rap music sucks dick across the board. The whole fucking genre sucks. Fuck you, scumbag.
All right, we got one more. So his name is Billy. I'm Crack Amigo. My mom said it's okay. I hope you like that. This is all spelled terribly. Hope you like.
There was like not even there weren't even big words in that.
My name's Billy. My mom said it's okay.
It's probably stylized like is like L-Y-K.
Yes, L-Y-K-E. I put blood, B-L-U-D, sweat and tears into this Crack Amigo. Sorry, I got in trouble at the end. So
let
me show you real quick. This is the picture he sent.
Okay.
He looks a little bit like Hitler. I like that.
Like a young Hitler.
Young Hitler. Hell yeah, dude.
Okay.
Young Yeezy?
Dude, somebody should come out. A rapper should have a Hitler mustache. All right, you know what? If you actually will shave a Hitler mustache, ask Crack Amigo if you have a Hitler mustache. That is a fucking fly ass. You know what? We're going to get a Hitler mustache tattooed on your upper lip.
You can rap in German.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here it is. Oops.
This next song is called Zig Heil.
Crack him. Crack a me go, crack a me go, crack a crack a me go, crack a me go, crack a crack a me go, crack a me go, crack a crack a me. Yo, what the fuck is Shannon doing with these four jars? I swear to God, we're not on earth with more motherfucking bars. I can't rap, I can't say nothing straight. I'm only gonna say that I'm gonna fuck a motherfucking song, didn't you?
He said he can't rap.
I kind of like it.
Dude, he's just like cursed out
what
Shannon.
What the fuck
he's
is Shannon doing selling these four jars? I'll tell you right now that I can't spit bars.
Just 40 more seconds.
I cannot rap.
Play, keep playing.
Go ahead.
Right?
He's good.
Journals, bro, I just wish they were a little fucking longer.
All right, put him in the yes category.
Jesus.
Look, here's the thing. He doesn't rap well.
But
he is sort of, he feels and sounds like what Crack Amigo should sound like.
Yeah.
He's hanging on by a thread. On the next round, he's going to have to come through big, Shannon.
Okay.
Because these weren't as good as the last.
Do we have one more?
The last match was phenomenal.
So there is one more. It's the one we discussed last time.
Which
do you want to play it?
Oh, Ian Ellis? You can play it. Why is it bad?
I didn't listen to it.
Oh, you didn't even listen to it. You're just worried?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's Chaplin's here, too. Remember the kid that you fucking hated?
No.
We had the two kids on like we 3 years
Zoom
ago.
We did the podcast and the guy was on Uber Eats.
Oh, middle of pandemic.
Yeah. Those two guys. Yeah. So one of them submitted as Crackamico. But I said the rules. Also, Random wants to submit and he's like, dude, are you going to play it if I submit? And I was like, as long as you play by the rules, I'm not going to not fucking play your submission. Yeah. You know, first of all, I like Random.
Yeah.
Right,
Zach? Lewis likes Random.
I like Random.
Okay, so they sent a video.
Oh, it's a video too. Oh, let's see.
Little Fabby X,
Fab. It's a good
video. Off to you. Call me Crack Amigo, crack the jaw, crack the Chico, eat garbage out the trash, dump a pussy in my ass, fuck a puppy with the chainsaw. This isn't a rap song, it's a robbery. Run your pockets, bitch. You see the meth in my teeth, I'm fucking hungry. Now kick your clothes off. Bend over to the floor and drop your phone. I'll fucking kill you and your family.
I don't hate it.
I certainly do not hate it.
I've
wanted to
hate
it.
Yeah.
That girl's dead, though.
Dave Smith is a fucking Jew.
This is the best one we've seen.
Dude, he's really speaking to us. He picked a great video.
This is right from the heart.
We haven't thought that Crack Amico could be
ass crack. Yeah.
Retarded. Oh no, I was thinking a cartoon animal.
Yeah. That honestly, we never thought about Crack Amico being, and that could be eventually.
It could be like the crazy frog.
That could be an NFT eventually that we just sell off. Yeah. The Crack Amico NFT, and we all just get the fuck out of here, dude. Yeah. That's the way to go. Honestly,
writing jokes.
I know that Zach wanted to not put Ian Ellis through the next round. There's no way, but he's got to go through.
Yeah, he's in the next round, guys.
Oh, they sent another one. It's the same video, but it says name little Fappy X pronounce they wrote, but I guess they mean pronouns. Based and horny. Hometown, the gutter.
Little flappy.
Karen's pussy.
Look, maybe in the running to be Crack Amico. This is a lot of fun, guys. So please keep on sending in your videos. We only got another couple weeks here for submissions. I see Gay Mike out there thinking about becoming Crack Amico. Did you hear Paco's? 100 times. You heard it. It was good. Do you think you could become Crack Amico better than Paco? Because I heard you rapping at the Gathering of the Juggalos. Was that off the dome? Was that a freestyle? Or that was written? Okay. I mean, because it wasn't that good if it was written. But if it was off the dome as a freestyle, I was extremely impressed. Yeah.
Also, one of the ones that we did, like, sent pictures. He's the one that would sound the most professional. I'll show you his picture real quick.
The guy who had like the auto tune.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, sure. They all look good. Yeah. Look, it's not about what they look like now. It's about what they're going to look like.
Right.
You know? So Crack Amico, we're gonna get him out there. It's gonna be a big fucking deal. The masses. We're bringing him to the masses. Let's see. A Playboy model says she's too beautiful for love and men are scared to date her. I also, as it relates, I saw an article in the New York Post, I want to say, where it was like this girl, it's like this pretty hot chick. And she's like, I'd rather talk about this. We'll talk about both of them, Shannon. Pull this one up as well. And she was talking about how when she goes on dates with guys, when the guy goes to the bathroom, she'll order herself a drink from the waiter.
I saw that. To
make herself seem more in demand. So when the guy comes back, it looks like an anonymous guy sent her over a drink, which is like, I don't buy the whole story. Like, it's stupid. Like, a hot girl doesn't think that way.
Yeah, that's some stupid Ralph shit.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be a big fucking ogre man in order to, for your mind to think that way. It's like, oh, I have to make myself seem in demand. No, not this chick does not have to seem in demand. She's in demand.
Yeah. Right.
She walks down the street and guys are like, holy fucking shit. My assumption, and I didn't even read the article any more than this, is my assumption is this bitch is some sort of Instagram model or some sort of influencer. And she has a following And she paid a publicist to fucking get this article to get into the Post or one of these other things. You see this happen very often. Maybe like an OnlyFans chick, right? Like, you know, waitress has to, you know, after being told, you know, that she wasn't going to get tipped for crappy service, she quits her job and makes $20,000 a month on OnlyFans, right? Mm-hmm. But there's a publicist there. They've gotten some fucking in. There's an angle there. And that's what I think is going on with this bitch.
Or it's just like she's a fake, you know, since she is Instagram popular or whatever, she's just giving out bullshit advice.
Yeah.
Of, ooh, how to control a date or whatever. But it took a publicist
to get this into a newspaper, because who the fuck would care about this? That's ridiculous.
Lewis on a date with, like,
which one of you motherfuckers said this girl a drink? Flip over the table.
She's a TikTok star and a podcast host.
She's a TikTok star and podcast host,
so
of course.
So are we.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the name of her podcast?
What's the name of her? She's hot, dude. Her body was righteous.
Her name is Sophia Franklin.
Can we see some more pictures of her?
Yeah, one sec. And then her podcast is Sophia with an F, Slut Media.
Can we, Sophia with an F is the name of the podcast.
It's,
by Slut
it's pronounced
Media.
Slut.
Can we hear 7 minutes into her latest podcast?
Yeah, one sec.
And she's just like, bleep, 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 bling, bloop.
She does the Shane Chinatown bit.
Let's hear 7 minutes into her latest podcast. And then let's see some pictures of her
My
as well.
My man is sitting right next to me. I'm trying to downplay the whole thing.
And?
Close to the end of dinner, this girl comes up to our table and she goes, Sophia, I am such a big fan of the show and of you.
Why does she talk that way?
I love everything you're doing.
I actually
saw you last night, Sophia, at Socialista, and I wanted to come up to you, but you did not look like you were in the space to be talked
Pause
to.
It. This whole story that I'm hearing from her is just... humble brag after humble brag after humble brag. She's talking about the place that she was at, how somebody recognized her, how she wasn't in the headspace, and this person, like,
I guess not anybody can do a podcast. Huh?
I don't believe anything this woman says. Yeah. Everything that has come out of her mouth so far has. And by the way, I'm not trashing this woman. I would marry her. Right now, I would marry. Look at her. She's fucking. Can we see some more photos of her, Shannon? She's gorgeous. Sure. But why is this woman so dishonest? Why is she so dishonest? She just. Wow. This is the problem with, like, hot chicks. They want, there's a need to be interesting as well, right? So instead of being interesting, I feel like she's creating stories to make her seem more interesting. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I don't buy that story that we just heard 7 minutes into the latest podcast. I don't buy that. I definitely don't buy the whole I buy myself drinks at a bar story because to seem in demand. It is all publicity. It is all that blue check mark. It's all getting people to talk about her, and it worked because she's made her way onto the Real Ass Podcast. Yeah. She knows what the fuck she's doing. Good for her. But I'm not a simp idiot.
Yeah.
I'm a simp, but I know when I'm being fucking simp played, and I'm being simp played. Oh, that's fucking interesting. You know with her?
All right, she made it.
Dude, she's fucking hot, dude.
Yeah.
Is you not like you know tiny she is? Go back to that picture, because Santino's tiny. No offense, Andrew Santino. I wouldn't say tiny, but like
tiny, like my size.
Yeah, I would call you tiny too. Yes,
I know
fine,
you would.
Fine,
yeah, yeah.
Fine. Yes, you're all tiny.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I'm 5'8". That's pretty
he's
much
he's normal man.
I'm taller than fucking. I'm 5'10", but I understand what you mean.
I'm a big hulking fucking beast. So I see Andrew Santino. I give him a hug and I feel like I'm gonna break him.
Bitch,
yeah. That girl's a petite little fucking thingadoo. She rules. I like
her. She's like Natalie's size, no? She's smaller than Natalie?
No, Natalie's tall as shit, dude. God damn. Good
Natalie's
for her.
Tall as shit. She's like 5'4".
Fucking bird bitch.
Big tall bitch.
Fucking tall bitch.
Stomping around the house.
Cut your feet off, bitch. Too tall. She's 110 pounds.
Yeah, I know.
No, dude, that chick is fucking tiny as hell, but I don't buy her story. And then now that she has a blue check mark, I feel like that is confirmed. I feel like I've confirmed it. It's a bullshit story. So
no, I think she probably had the blue check mark before this.
No, 100% had the blue check
right?
mark before this. Yeah, but it's all part of her thing. She's getting publicity. It's a story that she gets to tell.
Well, it's tough, man, because being beautiful gets you in so many rooms, and then you feel like you got to say something or have a take or have a story, and you just don't because you're beautiful, and that's great.
She's got airtime to fill.
Yeah, but it doesn't give you, like, thoughts, but it puts you in rooms where you kind of have to have thoughts.
Yeah, I almost feel bad for her. I appreciate it. I'm just saying I'm not falling for your horseshit, okay? Everyone else should fall for her horseshit, but I'm not going to fall for her horseshit. If she wants to come on this podcast and discuss it, we can. It's Nicole Arbour part two, for sure.
Yeah, that's absolutely
100%. I'd have her on this
that's
podcast.
Be a lawsuit.
She would destroy me inside and out.
So the girl from the other video, it's the same thing. Her Instagram, she has 2.9 million followers and a blue check mark.
Playboy model says she's too beautiful for love and men are scared to date her. And then there's some fucking article that some fucking publicist got. Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I will say, though, she would be intimidating to date. She's so, I mean, and I'm not into this big fake tit thing, right?
I don't mind big fake tits, but her face is super fake.
Yeah.
And that's all like photo, like her face is super photoshopped.
Oh, you don't want to
other
fuck
than
Mechanical Animals
like,
era Marilyn Manson?
Well, she looks like a dog in that one photo. So, no, but here's the thing with her. She's, I'm not into that look, especially in a photo. Like that right there, I'm like, yeah. If she was in front of us, so we were in Vegas at a casino, our jaws would be on the floor.
Oh, we'd all be whispering to each other?
Yeah, like, holy fucking shit, this chick is wild. She, whatever her look is, the big-titted, fake plastic look, the Instagram model, there's so many better versions of that, just literally a click away. I could
and
swipe.
And when it's still, it look, when plastic is still, it looks so fucking creepy.
Right,
it looks
it
even
does.
More plastic.
The girl we were just looking at, I find way more attractive, right? Like, way, way, way more attractive.
Sure.
The other girl with the
dude,
podcast.
The girl who looked like Rufio, I find more attractive than her. Yeah.
But this girl, if she was in front of us, we would be like, whoa. And she's not really wrong. I'm not a pussy. Like, with women, I'm pretty straightforward, and I'm not, like, really afraid to take a shot. I would assume that it's not that she's out of my league. She's out of my league. There's no other words to describe
it. Yeah, but
it's
not in league of
like
looks or personality. It's
the
like
whole thing. She's
going to
be going after
thing she presents.
She's going after a fucking multimillionaire.
Yeah, she looks
who's
like
gonna
a fucking Russian spy or something.
Yes, yeah. I'm not going to even approach her. And it's not because I'm unattracted to her. It's just because I'm going, it's not going, we're not going to go down the path. I'm not what
there's
she's looking
nothing
for.
Nothing you could say to her where she'd be interested in talking to you.
So to protect my own ego, I wouldn't even approach her. I would look fucking through her. I would look for a damaged girl.
Yeah.
Or
now, am I the only one when you see a girl that's like super plastic like that? Part of me goes, she might have a dick.
Yeah.
Because like it's almost genderless to when you're that surgeried up. Sometimes I'm like, that might be.
That's pretty. Yeah, you know,
that might be a
there.
Guy's
it's
version.
Pretty amazing there.
Yeah, if she had a dick, that'd be okay.
Oh yeah, I'm not
I
saying
swear
I don't
be fine with a dick.
Want
on her.
It.
I'm just like, the tits are so massive, you know, and she's so like plastic surgeried up that it starts to, you know, but yeah, it's not, she's not completely off. Too beautiful for love. Men are definitely scared to date this girl. We have, what is this? Mail call. Let's see. Luis J. Gomez and the Rapples.
The Rapples?
The Rapples? The Real Ass Podcast crew?
I thought it said Rapists.
Could be some accusations, man.
Let's see. He says you can go on his Instagram to see how this was made. I don't know what it is. Let's see. Let's see what we got. We got some fan mail. If you guys want to send us some fan mail, you guys can do that. It is Gas Digital Studios, 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003. And yeah, send us anything. We'll try to open it up on the show if it's interesting. Sometimes we don't get to it, but if it's a fun little gift. Can somebody open this?
Start banging it on the table.
We try to open it every week on the show unless it's got tape on it.
Yeah, that's
you want
a lot.
Me to try to open it?
That's a lot of tape. Well, I mean, they could probably.
Yeah, no, I think it needs scissors or a knife.
The producers should just consider the fact that me trying to open a tightly closed package. Thank you. Thank you. Speaking of tight packages, what's up, Natalie? You ready for Jamaica? Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. Here we go. Hold on.
God bless him.
Yeah, right?
Like, I think there's a 50% chance Natalie has a vagina stuffed inside the inside of her mask just so she can smell it all day, and Lewis is still going to go hardcore.
Hold on. I'm there. I'm coming. Oh, here we go. I'm going to cut myself with these fucking scissors, I have a feeling.
No wonder he's not good at Legos.
Oh, look at his fingers, man. It's crazy.
The hell? Fuck everyone. All right, dude.
I believe in you.
I got it. Here we go.
Ow!
All right, so what is this? Hopefully this is interesting. Oh, no.
Oh, buddy.
These are some. All right, I don't know what these are, but it's a lot of art or something. Let's see.
Long letter?
Let's see. What is this? Let's see. These are weird things. I don't know what these are. Okay. Dear Lewis, Zach, white guests, Dyke Natalie, and Petite Shannon. Petite Shannon. Shannon, do you see the one guy? There's one guy who comments on everything of me, and he writes "Free Shannon Lee."
No.
Yeah, I've seen that. He's like an old guy.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking dude. Whoever you are, fucking chill, dude. It's weird. It's just weird. I don't know what it is.
He comments on my videos too, free Shannon.
But it's like he'll send me DMs like having Same. Nothing to do with Shannon, like all the time. Like it's almost daily to the point where it's like, dude, you're coming off as fucking
buddy,
weird.
You know what? Maybe stop listening to the show, okay? If yeah, you're like, out there. We don't like you.
I don't like this guy.
You fucking, yeah.
I almost want to fucking...
Just do something to make him.
I almost want to dox him to get people to threaten him because he's freaking me out about Shannon. I don't care. He's not hurting me. He's going to hurt Shannon.
Right. Right. Stay away from Shannon, pal.
Stay away from Shannon, you fucking dickhead.
Just making him more crazy.
During the pandemic last year, I got into printmaking on a whim. And I made some frog samurais who are supposed to be relaxing, but are just doing pots.
Is this like your estranged son? Who gives a fuck what drawing he made?
Since your entire staff is always high and doxing you and themselves, I thought you might enjoy these things I made and failed at selling. This is my favorite gas podcast and probably favorite one overall that doesn't have Matt and Shane in it. Thanks for all the wholesome morning zoo silly LOLs. Love you all. Hope somebody buys Shannon some new giant boobs soon. Keeping real ass. So these are like art that he made? Prints of art? Cool. It is pretty cool, dude. Thank you. I'll put one of these up in my house and one of these up in the studio. We'll give them out to other people here. Thank you, man. You're very sweet. I like art, dude. Honestly, if you send me cool art, I will put it up in my home. I will put it up in my home. Cool art. It doesn't have to be fan art. It could just be cool fucking art, dude.
Yeah.
And then if it's really cool and then I like it, maybe I'll buy more art from you. I don't know what...
What's the best thing a fan ever got you?
Somebody gave me, which I'm going to debut on tonight's Legion of Skanks, the most racist toy that I've ever seen. It's not even a toy. It's a piggy bank.
Uh-huh.
Here, I'll show you a picture.
I hope it's a Hasidic Jew and you can't get the money back.
I don't know what you're talking about. You gave me money? No. That was something else.
It's a piggy bank. Mm.
I've seen that before.
I've seen those.
Yeah. You've seen this specific thing?
You're a letter off.
If you go to like a thrift store in the South, there's a...
Yeah.
I found a bunch when I searched it.
What is it called?
Gollywog.
A gollywog?
Yeah.
A gollywog bank? It's so racist.
Yeah, gollywog is like it's like Sambo. Sambo.
It's so racist, dude. Dude, he fucking eats the coins. He's like, did you hear my impression of him? This is what I think he sounds like.
Oh, Lewis, like, it's so racist. Look how it talks.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
It's Lewis.
It's Lewis.
I love eating them coins. Yeah, so somebody gave me that for the, and I had to like go through airport security.
MLK Day?
Yeah, I have to go through, well, I'm going to debut on MLK Day.
you took that back from Kentucky?
I took it back from Kentucky. I had to put it into my bag, and I was like, please, black people that work at the TSA, please do not open up my bag and take this out and put it on the fucking thing.
So you're going to have to explain this?
If you go to like a thrift store.
Then he starts eating coins. So,
this is fucked up.
This is a racist shit.
That is a negative stereotype.
Well, you think we all just eat quarters?
You think we're just out here eating quarters? And then he gave me the same character. What is it, a bullywug?
Yeah, something like that.
In an ashtray, so we get the ash on his face. That's nice.
Yeah. Wow. It's weird. Like people from the South like don't like black people, but they have all that shit in their house.
Yeah.
I think Elizabeth Warren had something like that in her house.
Did she?
Yeah.
Is that considered? Give me the history on that statue and if it's considered racist and what I mean. Because we haven't gotten that much shit, but the black baby on the table, some people have been like, why do you have a black baby on your table at Legion of Skanks? I'm like, what? It's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to keep this on the Skanks table?
Oh, we're going to keep it on the table, yeah. And we're going to have an N-word jar. It's going to be the N-word jar that every time somebody says the N-word, we got to put a dollar in it. And then at the end of it, we're going to buy a slave.
Dude, we're going to rent a Lamborghini.
Can that be the official N-word jar? Is the little bollywog and he eats the coins?
So the official definition of gollywog is a soft doll with bright clothes, a black face, and fuzzy hair. And the origin is it was originally a caricature drawn of minstrel, which itself represented a demeaning image of blacks.
Yeah, obviously. I'm just saying, though, but like that bank itself, give me more information about the bank. Because it's very it feels old. It's very heavy. It's made out of cast iron.
Yeah, it's like well made.
Very well made.
They really made racist toys a lot better back in the day.
Free labor.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that we'll maybe I won't keep it on the table. You think that's going to be offensive to our black guests?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they'll have some questions.
1930s Gollywog.
Jesus.
Shannon?
This is what came up for the bank. So I'd say it's pretty racist.
The Gollywog.
Jeez.
Jolly.
And now,
I'm reading this, right? It's called the 1930s Gollywog Jolly Penny Bank. No. That's a real name for something. And it's what is this website?
It's worthpoint.com.
Hilariousthings.org.
It's an antique seller website.
I wonder if mine's a real antique. I wonder.
Imagine going to pawn stores and be like, "Yeah, you know, I'm trying to raise some cash. I have this 1930s jolly."
I'm gonna have to call my.
What?
I think anything after like 25 years is an antique. It's something very simple and easy.
This thing has to be an antique.
Yeah, it is authentic. This is an authentic jolly.
It's legit. They're not making those anymore.
I mean, should I just sell it? Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to give it to the winner of the Crack and Miko contest.
They can sample it.
Bad idea. Yeah, it'll be in the video. All right. Well, thank you to that guy. Thank you to that racist fan who gave me
Antiques
that.
Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
They just handed that to you after
a
show?
He's like, "Hey, man, I got some more stuff for your table." And then he handed me all these racist dolls.
Holy shit.
Look, racist toys are hilarious.
There's got to be racist toys that are worth a lot of money. Like certain people would pay a lot of money.
I would bet there's people that collect
like a Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
Look, a Beaner Baby.
Princess Diana Beaner Baby.
Those are just real Mexican babies. They go for pretty cheap.
Beaner Babies.
Doggy, I think racist.
Cabbage Patch Kikes.
Racist mm-hmm. toys would be a great category. I would love to start collecting them. My son's mother is going to get all fucking uppity about this if I start collecting racist toys.
You chose the word uppity.
I need to like have a secret like wall like in my house like where I have my racist toy museum.
Oh, like Pee Wee Herman had the wall that hid his toys.
Yeah, dude. By the way, I would literally, because you see that sometimes you'd be like, oh, this guy collects Nazi memorabilia. I don't think that guy is inherently a Nazi.
My grandfather had some Nazi enthusiast. Yeah.
But it's also like there's something dark and macabre. Something dark and morbid about like Nazi memorabilia. It's like you collect serial killer shit, yeah. Right? It's in the same category.
No, one of the things they're coming after Marilyn Manson for.
But yeah, the Nazi helmets and shit.
He's got a canister of Zyklon B in the house.
Whoa!
And he like shows it off to people.
Well, that's awesome. Here's the thing. Wow. Yeah. That's the
gas they used.
Yeah. That's the gas.
He's got a full canister of it.
Does it have any other uses? I guess not.
No.
Right?
Yeah. No. But here's the thing. Like that dark shit. Like I would put it in the same category as that.
Yeah.
But I've also been afraid. Like I had the. I wanted to start collecting memorabilia from canceled comedians, and I have a picture of Cosby, like a painting of Cosby, and it's like there's just nowhere to put it where it's gonna like people are gonna be like, why is that there? Like that's crazy. It's a weird, it's a weird talking piece, you know. Mm-hmm. But maybe I'll put it in my racist toy museum.
Well, I've suggested this before because I thought you should do a row of paintings, so it's like Cosby, Louis, maybe one more, and the last is a mirror.
Yeah.
I think that's like an art piece,
and it's called The Future.
Yeah,
I mean, look, if you want to send more racist toys, shoot them to us at 151 First Avenue, number 311, Gastrozole Studios, New York, New York 10003. I'm going to open up my racist toy museum eventually. Okay, in my house somewhere. Maybe it'll just be in my attic, and where my kid can't see it. So either way, we're out. We're done. Thank you guys for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Wednesday with another great episode. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.